Pakistani and American forces have intensified the search for Osama bin Laden along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan after learning he may be alive. The information is based on the interrogation of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Officials seized computers and cell phones from the house he was occupying and expressed confidence that information derived from them will help deter and disrupt terror attacks. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Pakistani security officials say Mohammed has told his interrogators he met with bin Laden a month ago. It is plausible, says Vince Canestraro, a former CIA counterterrorism official.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was his number three, and he was the field general, and clearly he needed to be in some kind of communication with the command structure, whether it was with him directly or through a cutout to bin Laden. He certainly was passing messages back and forth and undoubtedly had a fairly good idea about where bin Laden was.
One Pakistani official said the meeting took place in Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province near the border with Iran. Canestraro says that is where U.S. intelligence believes bin Laden to be. Local residents there say U.S. and Pakistani forces have been conducting sweeps in the region in the past week. They say planes have dropped leaflets reminding people that the U.S. is offering a $25 million reward for aid in finding bin Laden. A Pentagon spokesman said he could neither confirm nor deny that a search is underway. But Kenneth Katzman, an analyst with Congressional Research Service, says Mohammed's arrest has encouraged officials who weren't even sure whether bin Laden was dead or alive.
From what I'm hearing from people is that for the first time, investigators feel they have some sort of hard leads as to where bin Laden may be, whereas before all they had was innuendo, rumor, speculation and guesswork.
Yet such optimism may have fueled another rumor. Washington this morning was abuzz with talk that bin Laden had been captured, though by lunchtime officials had discounted the suggestion. Some analysts say if Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is like other al-Qaeda detainees, he will seek to mislead interrogators. Even if he did say where bin Laden was, common sense would suggest that bin Laden would have moved at word of Mohammed's arrest. Canestraro, who remains in touch with intelligence officials, says more solid evidence is coming from the telephones and computer disks seized at Mohammed's residence.
They've learned a great deal about how the organization is structured and who the key people are.
And Canestraro says investigators are finding surprising links between al-Qaeda and groups not thought to be connected to terror,
such as the Jamiat Islami, which is a Pakistani religious political party.
Another man who was staying with Mohammed and was also arrested is Mustafa Ahmed al-Hawsawi. Congressional analyst Katzman says he's believed to be the key al-Qaeda financier and to have arranged funding for the 9/11 plot.
If that's true, it could open up the possibility that a lot of people will be identified who have received money from al-Qaeda. So conceivably, these computers could lead to a whole treasure trove of people who might be tracked down.
Already, the evidence seized in Pakistan has turned up about a dozen names of suspected terrorists living in the U.S. An FBI official says those people were already under surveillance and remain so. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.